The cat father. A poor man had so many children that he had already asked everyone in the world to be cat father. And when still another child was born, no one else was left whom he could invite. He knew not what to do, and in his perplexity, he lay down and fell asleep. Then he dreamed that he was to go outside the gate and ask the first person he met to be cat father. When he woke, he determined to obey his dream and went outside the gate and asked the first person who came up to him to be cat father. The stranger presented him with a little glass of water and said, "This is a wonderful water. With it you can heal the sick, only you must see where that is standing. If he is standing by the patient's head, give the patient some of the water and he will be healed. But if death is standing by his feet, all trouble will be in vain, for the sick man must die." From this time forth, the man could always say whether a patient could be saved or not, and became famous for his skill and earned a great deal of money. Once he was called into the chair of the king, and when he entered, he saw death standing by the child's head and covered it with the water. And he did the same a second time, but the third time death was standing by its feet. And then he knew the child had to die. Once the man told he would visit the godfather and tell him how he had succeeded with the water. But when he entered the house, the stranger things were going on within. On the first flight of stairs, the broom and shovel were disputing and knocking each other about violently. He asked them, "Where does the godfather live?" The broom replied, "One flight of stairs higher up." When he came to the second flight, he saw a heap of dead finger lying. He asked, "Where does the godfather live?" One of the finger replied, "One flight of stairs higher." On the third flight lay a heap of dead heads, which again directed him to the flights beyond. On the fourth flight, he saw fish on the fire which frizzled in paint and baked themselves. They too set one flight of stairs higher, and when he had ascended the feet, he came to the door of a room and peeped through the keyhole. And there he saw the godfather, who had a pair of long horns. When he opened the door and went in, the godfather got into bed in a great hurry and covered himself up. Then said the man, "Sir godfather, what a strange household you have. When I came to your first flight of stairs, the shovel and broom were quarreling and beating each other fiercely." "How stupid you are," said the godfather. "That was the boy and the maid talking each other. But on the second flight I saw the finger line. Oh, how silly you are. Those were some roots of scorzonera." On the third flight lay a heap of dead man's head. "Foolish man, those were cabbage." On the first flight I saw feces in a pan which were hissing and pecking themselves. When he had said that, the feces came and served themselves up. And when I got to the fifth flight, I peeped through the keyhole of a door, and there, godfather, I saw you, and you had long, long horns. "Oh, that is not true." The man became alarmed and ran out, and if he had not, would know what the godfather would have done to him.